Hi. When I was asked to share my story of how I came to be at Nora, it was a little funny because I don't have a traditional way of finding a church in this story. I knew I was UU from about 10 years ago when I took a survey on the internet, and I'd never even heard of UU, and I didn't think there was a faith that matched me at all, and I was 100% UU, I found out. And so I looked into it and found that it really was a perfect match, and second was Quaker for me, which I wouldn't have expected either. But at the time, the closest UU church that I knew of was Sioux Falls, which was an hour and a half away. And we did sometimes go to that UU church, and it was a pretty neat place. But it wasn't my church or anything, and it was too far. Well, about 8 years ago, I ended up going to a therapist because I was going through depression. And she asked me to make a list of what I wanted to work on in therapy. And I made a list, and one was depression, one was isolation, and feeling like I needed to connect to more people that were like me. And I don't even remember what the third was. But she was very proactive, and we made goals together and all of that. And one of the first things she suggested was that I should find a church, and that would be a way for me to connect with other people. And I explained that in Westbrook, I didn't really fit in with the local churches, and that I was UU, and the nearest one was an hour and a half away. And so we worked on some other things, and she would bring me lists of things that she found that might help me find my tribe, so to speak. And she found a feminist conference in Mankato that she suggested I go to, or maybe I'd meet some friends. And about the third week into our therapy, she came and she was all excited, and she had this little newspaper clipping that she'd found. And she said, "I found a UU church that's closer." And she said she was driving to Mankato and she saw a sign for the Nora UU Church. And that she looked it up, and yes, it was UU, and it was still an hour away from us, but it was closer. And so I ended up coming way back then. That was about 8 years ago, and I took at the time my three little kids, and I came out here, and I drove myself in my little car, and we came for a little while, but the roads were bad, and I have trouble seeing because of migraines, and I ended up getting pregnant a little while later with my little boy that's now six. And so I never ended up sticking to it. And then about 2 years ago, we don't even remember why, but my daughter Victoria and I decided we really wanted to come here again. So we'd try it out. And I asked Daryl if he'd drive me, and he waited in the car. And I think I took most of the kids and came out here. And it was just an immediate sense of, This is my community. This is my people. It was so warm and welcoming, and it was such a good fit for everything that matters so much to me. And it was the same way for Victoria, too. And so we had Daryl drive us every Sunday, and after a while, he started coming in, too. And then when Victoria had her surgery and had her cancer, there was such a sense every Sunday that the people here really, really cared. And this was such a place for us where we felt that we now had a tribe, and there was a place that where we could get that spiritual filling and that intellectual filling and that filling of our souls and that reaching out of people and just total acceptance and goodness. And it's an hour drive, and it's totally worth it for us. We love it. If one of us is sick, then Victoria's as upset as I am, or more so if we have to miss church. And it's really become a place that is our church. So it's thanks to a shrink.